Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, your host this morning, coming to you from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios in Sioux City, Iowa. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, longtime program sponsor, over a dozen years now, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Thrilled to be joined by a first-time guest today, Andrea Johnson. Andrea serves on the executive committee of RAGBRAI. She's also a member of the Sergeant Bluff City Council, so a local elected official. And Andrea, it's great to have you in studio.
Well, thanks for having me today, Chris.
Well, we appreciate you spending part of your Saturday morning with us, and let's start here. My regards to your husband, who I think snuck away on a fishing trip. Is that right?
He did. So, he bailed on us and went to Canada.
So he's leaving all the hard work for Andrea today, but a shout-out to Wayne Johnson of AGP down in the Port Neal area of Sergeant Bluff. And Andrea, over the course of the program today, we're going to talk extensively about RAGBRAI, which is right around the corner. Before we get there, we like to begin each of our programs by introducing our guests to the KSEJ Powell Broadcasting listening audience, and we begin with telling us a bit about your background. Where did you grow up?
I am from Omaha. I was born and raised there. In fact, my mother still lives in the same house I grew up in.
So an Omaha, Nebraska native.
That's
and
right.
I've got family in Omaha. Spent a summer living there, studying for the bar exam about 20 years ago. So I always try and make it to the College World Series. My daughters are fanatics about the Olympic trials and swimming down mm-hmm. there, but a very nice community. Where did you go to school there?
I went to Harry A. Burke High School out on the, it used to be on the west side of town. Now the west side has grown past it, so it's no more mid-city now.
It's really incredible, the growth to the west of Omaha, and it just keeps going. And did you enjoy growing up in that community?
It was fantastic. We were all very close, but the school system was great, where they would move us around, so we got to see different areas of the town and meet different people, so that was a lot of fun, too.
So just to level set, because I think a lot of people are familiar with Omaha, give me a large intersection, 90th Street, Center Street, Pacific Street. Where's Burke located?
It's at 120th and Dodge.
120th and Dodge. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that used to be west, but right now that's center. Lots of shopping in that area.
Lots of shopping.
I know that as well. What came after Burke High School?
I attended the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. I was pre-med, biology, psychology, double major, and I had minors in physics and theater, of all things.
So let me get this straight. You had a double major and a double minor?
Mm-hmm.
That's, JB's laughing with me. I'm like, I think we're underperforming, JB. So you go to, you graduate from Burke, go to the University of Nebraska, and you get a double major, your pre-med, in biology, psychology majors, and then you decide that's not enough, so you throw in a physics and theater minor. How many years did you go to college?
Just 4.5.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you didn't really enjoy college. You worked your tail off.
Well, there were a lot of classes. I went to class.
And a lot of labs.
A lot, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my wife always teases me because I was a poli-sci and business major, and I didn't have labs.
Mm-hmm.
So they would go to class all morning and they'd be in labs all afternoon. And I didn't have to be in labs all afternoon. She was very envious.
Lucky you.
Yeah. So I want to go back to Burke High School before we go to the University of Nebraska. What kind of activities were you involved with at Burke? What was your passion and what consumed your time?
I was big into the theater system. So helped out. If I wasn't on stage, I was backstage.
And did you know when you left Burke that you wanted to be, focus on pre-med and double major at Nebraska?
I hadn't gone to the double major yet. I was still on the psychology side. Once I got there, I really enjoyed the biology, so I moved into that as well.
So a double major, a double minor, 4.5 years in Lincoln. Some pretty good years for football, I would suspect.
That was the Peter Brothers years, yeah.
And it was, I mean, it was fun to, it's always fun to be a Nebraska football fan because there's such a history and such a legacy. But in that era, there was a lot more winning going on. And I know all the Husker fans, we're patient. We're thinking this year. You were so close in so many games last year. I was at the Michigan game. They should have won that game, but for a very late interception. They stood toe-to-toe with one of the Final Four teams and just slugged back and forth. And I personally believe that they're on the precipice of turning this thing around. And
we hope so.
Yeah, for all you Nebraska Husker fans, we hope that this is the year that you finally turn the corner. But what came next for you after the University of Nebraska?
Actually, my father worked for Enron. And so they kind of had me come and work there as an intern to make some money to go to med school, and I just kind of liked it, so I stayed there.
Were you in Enron in Omaha or in Texas?
Both.
Okay. What did you do for them?
I started
It's an energy company, for those who do not know.
Was. I started off in the natural gas side, and I was in customer service, and then I moved into sales. And then at the end, I moved to another company, a sister company, Dynegy, where I sold electricity power to utility companies.
Interesting. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Andrea Johnson. Andrea is a member of the Sergeant Bluff City Council. She's also serving on the executive committee of RAGBRAI, and we're going to talk about RAGBRAI in the second half of the program. Andrea, so after Enron, what came next for you?
Actually, I was in Chicago at that point, and I got married, and we moved to Mason City, Iowa.
Okay. And tell me, I know your husband, Wayne, he leads the executive team at AGP here at Port Neal, and evidently he bailed on you to go fishing in Canada for a couple of days. I think he probably earned that vacation.
He does.
They work very, very hard. Where did you and Wayne meet?
When I lived in Omaha working for Northern. I did a little bit of a turn with AGP for about a year and a half before I had to move to Houston with Enron. So
wonderful. And tell us about your family, you and Wayne.
We have three daughters. We have a 19, 17, and 15-year-old. Our oldest is a student at SDSU.
And then two daughters at Sergeant Bluff as
Correct.
Well. So again, a shout out to Wayne, and we appreciate all he does in this community. Full disclosure, Wayne serves on the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and we're delighted to have him in that role and capacity. In addition to your professional responsibilities and raising a family, you've also found time to serve in an elected office. Tell us about your interest and what first compelled you to seek public service.
I had been working very hard with this Sergeant Bluff Luton school system to try and get us a bond issue to get a new school down there. And that is when I started meeting a lot of people around town, and I was asked to serve. So when the elections came up the next year, I ran.
And so how many years have you served now?
I am in this will be my third year. I started off COVID year, was my very first year.
What a weird year to be involved
that
in
was,
politics, because you can't go door-to-door knocking or anything.
No. So learned a lot that year. It was, you know, throw you into the pool, into the deep end, and see if you can swim. And so now this year I'm working on RAGBRAI, which is another one of those interesting years.
Well, thank you for your service. We always compliment and congratulate those willing to put their name on the ballot, because it's a big commitment and often subjects yourself to a lot of praise, but also can come heavy with criticism from time to time. So to all our elected officials and public servants, thank you for the role that you play. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. This is Chris McGowan. We're coming to you from the Powell Broadcasting Radio stations on the north side of Sioux City this morning. And after this short commercial break, we're going to return to visit with Andrea Johnson about RAGBRAI. We'll be right back after this message.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hoekstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Our guest today, Andrea Johnson. Andrea serves on the Sergeant Bluff City Council. She also serves on the Executive Committee of RAGBRAI. And for those of you who may not know, this year, RAGBRAI kicks off in Sergeant Bluff. Every year, the Register's annual Great Bike Ride Across Iowa starts with your back tire in the Missouri and ends with your front tire in the Mississippi. And there's 400 or 500 miles of bicycle riding in between, usually at the peak of the heat and wind and hot days and humid days of late July and summer in Iowa. But the kickoff festivities in Sergeant Bluff are a really big deal. And Andrea, I know you've been planning this for over a year now.
Yeah, we've been considering doing this. We did it back in 2006. It was a little bit different back then, not as many people involved. This year, it's probably going to be their biggest year ever. So we've been planning and getting the town ready for a lot of people to come in.
Well, and you are going to have a lot of visitors, and they're not just from Iowa. They're from all over the United States, and people will be surprised to learn that there are people from all over the world.
Correct.
That come to RAGBRAI, and so it's really an opportunity for us to put our best foot forward.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the time we need to show off our community and really shine.
And so it's important that we communicate to the listening audience that when you come in contact with folks during RAGBRAI week or weekend, kickoff weekend, we want to make sure that they have a positive impression and a positive experience. So anything that we can do in terms of, you know, buttoning up your businesses and making, making sure that you address litter issues around your home, your neighborhood, your business, so that people who come to visit us from all over the country and all over the world leave with the most positive impression possible. And Andrea, I know that's what the committee's been focused on now for at least 6 months.
That's right. We're not just trying to dress up our community. We're also trying to educate our people and that, you know, this is the time we want to show off that Midwestern charm and really make people feel at home while they're here.
Well, and not only do you feel that in your capacity as a resident of Sergeant Bluff, but it's really important to you as an elected official representing that community as well.
Absolutely.
So I know that people will start to arrive, even though they don't start the ride until early Sunday morning. And a lot of people get up first thing Sunday morning, sometimes before the sun comes up because they're trying to stay out of the heat. Saturday's a huge day. Saturday night, significant. But some people will begin arriving as early as midweek the prior week, staying in hotels, pitching tents, getting to know the community.
That's right. We're expecting a lot of the support vehicles to show up on Wednesdays when they're going to start coming in. So we only have a few days left to get everything put together.
And so I think people need to also anticipate that there's going to be a lot of visitors. There are going to be long lines at grocery stores and restaurants. And if you have a standing dinner somewhere in town and you think you're going to have it on Saturday night, you might want to confirm or rethink your plans. And we know this has a huge impact on the Sergeant Bluff economy.
That's right. We Sergeant Bluff has about 5,000 people, and we're expecting around 28,000 to show up. So that's significant.
And at an important time, because we all recognize that increasing interest rates, rising inflation, affect all aspects of our economy. So to have 28,000 visitors come into our community really represents a significant shot in the arm.
That's right. Absolutely.
And so tell us a little bit about when do festivities kick off in Sergeant Bluff? I know that you've been working on sprucing up the main entrance. There's a beautiful new brick entryway with an overhang over the main street or the main entryway to the community. What other things are taking place? What other planning are you involved with? And then we'll talk about some of the entertainment a little bit after that.
Well, it's always good to clean your house, if you will. So we've been working on streets and roads and signs and trying to get those all put together. We're also, the biggest thing we're working on is housing people. Where are we going to put these 28,000 people and how are we going to keep them safe? So those are main concerns that have been occupying a lot of our leaders' time.
And I know you're on the executive committee, but there are an awful lot of individual committees from entertainment to litter to food to drink to housing to tent cities to restroom facilities. I mean, it's really an overwhelming task.
It is. And I am so thankful for all of our volunteers in town that have come together, stepped up. This is months worth of planning, as you've said, that is occupying people's time that you would not think would need to happen just for, like you said, litter removal. You wouldn't think that would be much, but we've had to do a lot of planning on that aspect.
And we're going to see 28,000 bicycles roll through Sergeant Bluff on Sunday. Tell me the actual date.
Okay, we start a week from today is when officially people start rolling into town on July 23rd. They will stay overnight, and then on the morning of the 24th.
Which is Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, they kick off. Like you said, we'll have some start trickling out around 5 a.m. to get before the heat. The official start time is 6 a.m. So we are going to have as many people as we can on the sides of the streets, wishing them well as they leave our town.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Andrea Johnson. Andrea serves on the executive committee of the RAGBRAI organizing initiative for this year's 49th anniversary of the Register's annual Great Bike Ride Across Iowa. It is the longest running annual bike ride in the world, as I understand it. And so we're proud to have that right here in Iowa and thrilled that it's coming to Sergeant Bluff for the first time since 2006. And of course, it always starts in Western Iowa. Last year, it started in Lamar's. And I understand that the Lamar's community has been remarkably helpful and accessible to Sergeant Bluff's planning committee and helping you plan this year's initiative.
Absolutely. They welcomed us as soon as it was announced that we were going to be the start town. They had us come out there and they gave us all their information, and they've been very helpful.
It's wonderful to see. I know that entertainment is a huge part of this because our guests from around the world come in. Not only are they coming for food and drink, not only are they coming to ride their bicycles, but planning entertainment for them is huge. What do we have in store for our visitors?
Well, most of our entertainment will take place on the main stage. So we start at noon with our first band, which is Placid Quake. They will play until 2, and then at 2:30, we have Iowa's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Smoking Clams will start, and they will play. At 5 o'clock, we move to Wrecked Becky. And they are out of, I believe, the Council Bluffs area, but they have ties to Sergeant Bluff. All of these teams have ties to Sergeant Bluff. And then our headliner is Above the Covers.
So, and what time do the headliners come on or ballpark?
We're hoping for an 8 o'clock start.
And so, if you're interested, are we opening this to other folks as well, or are we trying to say, hey, keep your distance, we want the bicycle riders to be able to enjoy this, or hey, we want the whole community to come to Sergeant Bluff and support these entertainment options throughout the day on Saturday, July 23rd?
Everyone is welcome. We are asking that people do not drive through our town just because we have lots of bikes and we're just trying to keep everyone safe.
Yeah, lots of pedestrians as well. There'll be a lot of bikes parked and people walking everywhere.
And so we do have 6 shuttles set up that and stops around town where everyone is welcome to use the shuttle. You do not have to be a bike rider to do it. We encourage everyone to come and eat our food and enjoy our bands. And
so if you want to park your car and take a shuttle, where will the shuttles originate from?
They are around. We have 3 different shuttle routes, but the main campground, which is where our Sergeant Bluff Community Center is off of South Lewis Boulevard, is one of the main shuttle stops where you can get on.
Where would you prefer that Chris McGowan and his family leave a vehicle rather than driving into Sergeant Bluff on Saturday and pick up a shuttle?
We are starting day parking down at our high school.
Okay.
We do ask that if you can avoid the interchange off of I-29, that would be great. So we ask locals to use either South Lewis or come in down Lakeport and come across First Street.
So lots of ways to come into Sergeant Bluff. What the community leadership is recommending for Saturday, July 23rd, which will be the kickoff or the day prior to the kickoff for Rag Bri, literally tens of thousands of people in Sergeant Bluff, and to ensure the safety of all concerned, please access the Sergeant Bluff community through Highway 75 Lewis Boulevard on the backside of the property, or you can sneak into Sergeant Bluff coming from Lakeport as well, and then leave your vehicle at the high school, and there'll be shuttles that'll take you downtown.
Right, right. You can even go south down and take the Port Neal interchange and come up that way too. It's just that I-29 and First Street interchange, if it gets blocked up, they will shut us down.
And are you still looking for volunteers at this point?
We are. Thank you for asking.
And how do they get involved?
So our main thing that we need is beer vendors. And we have Rag Bri swag for all our volunteers. And they can contact Tyler Tweet at tyler@thecityofsergeantbluff.com. And volunteer, it's 5:30 to 11 is the shift we're needing.
Okay. So if you're interested in volunteering, get in touch with Tyler at the City of Sergeant Bluff. Be reminded there'll be entertainment all day on Saturday, July 23rd, beginning at noon. All the way through the evening. And Andrea, thanks so much for coming in and spending part of your busy Saturday with us. And we wish you every success as you welcome nearly 30,000 guests to Sergeant Bluff.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. I'm Chris McGowan. We'll be back with more next Saturday morning. Remember, if you miss a past episode, visit us at ksej.com. Click on the programming drop-down menu, and then click on Grow Siouxland, where all the previous episodes are stored. Go out and have a great Saturday.